Praise the Lord. God bless you. This is Pastor Dr. Darlene Smith. And welcome to Living Life Through the Word of God podcast. We come on every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Give you time to invite someone in. Could be something said that would encourage someone's heart. Listen, you can connect with me with one click to all our social media, all our social sites. It is linkfly.to/Pastor Dr. Darlene Smith. One click and you get the amen. And go right into the website, Facebook, TikTok, different ones. Amen. Even the place where you can sow. Amen. If God leads you to. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Just working some things out here. Working some things out. Again, thank you for joining Living Life Through the Word of God podcast. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. I have a word from the Lord, but before we get started, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Prayer is always in order. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray always. Pray always. Pray without ceasing. Amen. Come on, let's pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you once again for a new day, Lord God. A day was coming ever since creation, Lord God. And you have graced us with, amen, another day, Lord God, to give you the honor and the praise that is due you. Lord God in heaven, we thank you, Lord God, for the strength from on high. For truly, we couldn't make it without you, but with you, we can do all things. Lord God, you have anointed us and strengthened us through your word, Lord God. You said in your word, Lord God, to call on you. You will answer us and show us great and mighty things which we know not of. We're not calling on nobody else but you because it is you that we need, Lord God. You are God that supplies our every need. And we say thank you, Lord God, for being a way making God. Lord God, I'm asking you, Lord God, hide me behind the cross. Give me a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge that I can speak life into the hearts of your people. And Lord God, that we all might be strengthened, helped, and even delivered in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I plead the blood of Jesus over this podcast in the name of Jesus. Father God, have your way. In Jesus' mighty name is my prayer. And the people of God says, amen, amen, amen. Again, welcome to Living Life Through the Word of God podcast. And how else better to live it but through the Word of God? The Bible says in St. John 6:63, the latter clause of it, the foundation of this podcast, the scripture is, he says, my word is spirit and it is life. Hallelujah. You got a dead situation? Put the word on it. Hallelujah. All right, then. Let's get into the word of God. Amen. I'm coming from St. Mark. St. Mark. Hallelujah. St. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. St. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And it reads like this. And he said unto them, go. That means don't stay. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Let me say it again. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to not some, but to every creature. Amen. Every creature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He tells us to go. It is the gospel is the good news. That's what the gospel is. It's the good news. It is the death, burial, and the resurrection and the ascension. Amen. Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ascension means he's sitting on the throne and he is King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He's sovereign and is in control. No matter what we see in the news. Hallelujah. There is some good news. Jesus lives. I know, because he lives within me. Hallelujah. Now listen, it is the gospel is the good news, the death, burial, and resurrection, and the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We see a lot of bad news. We hear a lot of bad news. On the way, thank God for his saving grace, on my way home from work early in the morning, it was raining out at the time. It was about a week ago or so. Anyway, as I went past the car on the other side, a car just rammed. I mean, it rammed into the back of this person's car, and it hit so hard. You know, I mean, it shook. It really shook me. Bad news, bad situations is all around us. We start the day out and it seems to be going, got some ups and downs. But one thing we can be sure of, God is good. And the old saints used to say, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. I'm not a person that watches the news. I got family members can't wait until the news come on so they can just check out the news. Got to make it to get that 6 o'clock news or get up early in the morning, cut the news on. I ain't got time for all that. On YouTube, they give you I believe also. When you watch the news, they give you like the highlights of what the news can really be about. That's all I watch. They start out, watch it, pay attention. They start out with some bad news. Boom, 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 boom. And at the end, this is just the highlights. At the end of the highlight, they give you a heartfelt story. A heartfelt story. But and in between they give you the weapon, but it starts out bad. Hallelujah. But I thank God about the good news. God gave us the good news in the beginning. Hallelujah. He said before the foundation of the world, the lamb was slain. He already knew Adam was going to make mess up, and he already made a way out of no way. Hallelujah. Good news. That's the good news. Hallelujah. God already had his mind made up. I did catch the news about what's going on over there in Israel. Trying to shut the name of Jesus down. Can't do it. Can't do it. Do you remember in the book of Exodus where the Bible says the more the taskmaster afflicted them, the more they grew? Oh, Shabbat, see ya. The more the taskmaster afflicted them, the more they grew. They trying to arrest anyone over there in Israel right now. Arrest anyone that speak of the name Jesus. I mean, you can be having a conversation. Between two two people and they in the agreement with what's saying. They're just talking. And if someone overhears them say the name of Jesus, they're gonna get arrested. Mm-hmm. They'll get arrested. They get thrown in jail. They get fined. I'm not shocked, because the Bible already lets us know that we're living in the end times. We can see it unfolding right in our eyes. But the more of the affliction, the more God's people grew. Something about affliction that makes you strong. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4 and 17, for our light afflictions, that's what Paul called them, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. It works for us. Affliction is working for us. It is like the bell boy carrying your suitcase up to the penthouse. You working for me. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know in Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for them that love the Lord and for them that are the call according to his purpose. Hallelujah. We've been called. We got a purpose. It's his purpose. And who can shut down God? Who can shut him down? Hallelujah. Go tell somebody. Hallelujah. Israel is not that far from over from us. And if we can look here in Babylon, America, if you can look over here in America, hallelujah, evil is called good and good is called evil. God is good. Eh. Ayamoshida. God is good. The devil is evil. Hallelujah. Put a D on it. The devil is evil. So here in America, if you haven't noticed, everything get pushed into the limelight and everything, but if we talk about the name Jesus and if we go by the book, talking about the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basically. Living before, whatever, I can't think of right now how it goes. But if we quote the scriptures or stand on the word, we are God's people. Hallelujah. It's being persecuted. And what we stand for, what we stand for is called a hate crime. It's called a hate crime because we are standing on the word of God. It's called a hate crime. Hallelujah. Not too long ago, I was talking about how people say love is love. No, God is love. God is love. Hallelujah. And he's the righteous judge. Yes, he is. So, let me go on. Hallelujah. Subject on today is the Great Commission. It's the Great Commission. Hallelujah. The Great Commission. Hallelujah. It's been assigned to us. We are ambassadors. We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Ambassadors is simply is a person from another country representing the country they come from. Yeah. This is not my home. I'm just passing through. Thank God. I'm just passing through. My citizenship is in heaven. Hallelujah. I'm an ambassador. I don't belong here. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. So, a subject on today, the subject of scripture coming on today is Mark 16 and 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. God don't want no man to be lost. Hallelujah. No man be lost. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. And I feel like this, I'm standing on the word of God. You may not be bowing now, but you will one day. Hallelujah. I'd rather bow now. Hallelujah. He's king. Hey, hallelujah. He's Lord. Hallelujah. I honor him. Hey, Kosha. The Bible lets us know in Philippians 2 and 10. That at the name of Jesus, come on, y'all. At the name of Jesus, shall bow every knee, not some, every knee shall bow, huh? In the heavens and in the things in heaven, and the Bible says, and the things in the earth. And the things under the earth. That covers everything. At the name. They may not be trying to burn the Bibles and shut it down and do all that they want to do. But every knee will bow. I do my bowing now and then. Hallelujah. My God. So the scripture on today is Mark 16 and 15. And he said, go. Said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The gospel, the good news. Hallelujah. And then you know what? That's what we should do anyway. It's not just good for us to be saved. There's some, and not just in my family, there's some lost loved ones in your family, my family, in the world. There's some lost souls. So we need to tell somebody about the good news. Got enough bad news. Tell them about the good news. The Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm thinking about the woman at the well. In John, St. John chapter 4. Let me turn to that. The Bible says that he told his disciples, he says, I need to go that way. His meat was doing his father's will. Hallelujah. He was on a mission. He was on a mission. And so he goes to the well. Because he's omnipotent. He knows that the woman was going to be at the well. And the Bible says that he got there and he asked her for water. And in the conversation, go read it for yourself. I'm not going to go all into it. But he is the living water. She wanted some of that living water. And the Bible says that he told her everything. Thing about herself. She said, I perceive that you are a prophet. She going on to say, the Messiah will come and tell us all things. He looked at her, and not often that he reveals himself. We read the gospel, not often that he reveals himself, but he reveals himself to her. He says, ye that I that speaketh is he. Let me just paraphrase. I that speaketh is he. I am the Messiah. I love what it says in the Bible in verse number 28. The Bible says, the woman then left her pot, water pot, and went her way into the city and said to the men, hallelujah, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Ah, is not he the Christ? Hallelujah. He began to speak into her life and told her everything. And the Bible says she dropped her water pots. She dropped what she was doing and went and told everybody about a man named Jesus. And that's what we all should do. We dropped everything. Dropped everything. Hallelujah. And follow him. We dropped everything. I'm talking about us, the ones saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. We dropped everything. Then we picked up something. Pick up our cross and followed him. Hallelujah. She didn't have to wait for Jesus to say, go tell everybody in the city. Oh, tell all the men. You know who the men are. You go tell all the men and the rest of them about me. No. It was some good news. And she ran and told people in the city. If God has done anything for you, go. Go. Hallelujah. He brought you through the test so you can be a testimony. Hallelujah. In Matthew 28 and 19, the Bible says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Teach them about something. Teach all nations. Hallelujah. Baptizing them in the name. You can't stop the name. In the name. You know who the name is. It's Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, thank you, Lord. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the world. Amen. Go. Hallelujah. God has done anything for you. We in the season now that we need to tell somebody now. We can't hold it to ourselves. Hallelujah. You remember when you first got saved? Hallelujah. You wasn't shamefaced. Hallelujah. See, God saved me. I'm a changed person. We testify, hallelujah, what God has done for us. That's what we need to do. We need to pick. I said, I know some of you say, well, that's what I do. But I'm right about now, we all need to pick it up a notch. We need all to pick it up a notch. Hallelujah. And listen, the Bible says that we are written epistles. Seen and read of all men. People may not be picking up the Bible, but they are picking us up. And they supposed to be saved. Live the life. Hallelujah. Be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Go. Hallelujah. So today's subject is nothing but the Great Commission. A great commission. And how awesome God includes us to be co-laborers with him. Like he can do it by himself. Oh, he can do it. He's not omnipotent, but he omnipotent. He all powerful. The Bible says when he rose on the third day, he rose up with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. He's powerful. He can do anything. He don't. He don't need us, but he graced us to walk with him. Hallelujah. Great commission. Tell somebody about what God done for you, even on today. Tell them. Hallelujah. From the smallest to the largest thing, he woke me up this morning, started me on my way, put clapping in my hands, shoes on my feet. Hallelujah. You know how the old saints go. Hallelujah. Hey, my God. Tell somebody about what God has done for you. It's a great commission. It's great to be used by God. Amen. Hallelujah. Go tell somebody. Hallelujah. Tell them what God has done for you on today. Amen. Come on, let's pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you, Lord God, for using us part of your plan, Lord God. Thank you for using us, Lord God. Thank you for your love and your mercy towards us. Thank you for your saving grace. Aya Mosia. Your saving grace. Unmerited favor. Hallelujah. We didn't have to work at it. You just graced us with your grace. Thank you, Father. Lord God, we love you on today. Lord God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to cover your people in the name of Jesus. Like you did with Daniel in the lion's den and the three Hebrew boys in the furnace fire. And Lord God, Paul and Silas in the midnight hour. Lord God, throughout the land, not just over there in Israel, but Lord God, throughout the world where your people is standing on the word, Lord God. Oh, you said in your word, Lord God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will stand up. You will make a standard against them. Father God in heaven, put a hedge around us, Lord God, and get the glory out of our lives. Lord God, allow us to go through the tests so we can have a testimony about how good you are. Hallelujah. Let us endure as good soldiers. Let us be bold as lions. The righteous is bold as lions. We can do all things through you. That gives us strength. Strengthen us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Regardless of how the attack coming and how the attack is, Lord God, you have equipped us with the whole armor. We can make it. We can make it with you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we love you, we honor you, and we praise your name. In Jesus' mighty name is my prayer. And the people of God says, amen, 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 amen. Don't hesitate to tell somebody. You don't have to be a preacher behind a pulpit. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you the favor. Go on YouTube and just put in street ministry and watch what they're doing to right here in America, how the attack is coming against us. Being arrested. I have seen it. People being arrested just for talking about the name of Jesus. I remember we had tent meetings and things like that. I remember growing up and mothers in their whites are out there on the streets in Chicago. How many of y'all remember Mother York? Oh, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Hey, Mother York over there in Chicago, Illinois. Reverend Clay Evans, Mother York, praying woman. Different ones. I'm not even going to get into them. I don't want to get, but back in the day, I saw them out there standing on what they call a soapbox or something out there. Hallelujah, with their microphones. Some of them didn't even have a microphone and a speaker. They would have their Bibles and they was oh my God. Okay, I'm done. Go means don't stay. Don't let nobody stop you from telling them. And then another thing, don't let nobody stop you from being the light. You know how people be cutting you off in on the streets or drive in front of you real slow, and then when they see the light change, they speed up and you get caught by the light. On your job, in the grocery store. You keep on being the light. When you do what the Bible said, love your enemies, do good to them that persecute you. That's a go. You going, you showing, you the written word. Hallelujah. The word in action. Yeah, that's good. You the word in action. He living in you. You the word in action. Go. In the name of Jesus. Don't stay. Go. All right, I'm done, y'all. Hallelujah. All right, listen. In my closing, you already know. Ephesians. Come on, y'all. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. How many of you know you got some power on today? The power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Hallelujah. According to the power that worketh in us. Now you work that power of faith and watch God work a miracle in your life. You all have a blessed and wonderful day and a prosperous week in the Lord. Thank you for joining Hallelujah Living Life in the Word podcast with none other than Pastor Dr. Darlene Smith. You be blessed. God bless you. Hallelujah.